Hey Taita, oh la la Zimbabwe Mushe. Mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira emjirongo wachedu cheveche diki uhlelo The Connection. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome, we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 11th of June 2019. Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Moshe, welcome to Nomgamchira Mchirongwa Chedu Cheveche Diki, Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami. I'm your host, your boy, your one and only, truly, Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Tonight, Zimbabwe Moshe, we are tackling the issue, we are revisiting the issue of unemployment elizweni. However, focus is going to be placed on the agricultural sector. According to Atlas Media, which is an outlet that focuses on economies, different countries' economies worldwide, Zimbabwe has imported goods, food, etc., Zimbabwe has imported more stuff when we were talking about goods, food, than it has exported. And here we're talking about between 2012 and 2017. Between 2012 and 2017, Zimbabwe went from spending $3.57 billion on exporting goods through to $1.39 billion. These are exports that we're talking about. As for the imports, Zimbabwe Moshe, we went from importing stuff that is worth in 2017, we were importing stuff worth $3.22 billion. So to break it down for someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about here, basically what this is classifying and explaining is that Zimbabwe is consuming more than they are exporting. Zimbabwe is spending more than they are making, which is something that economists are crediting the current state of the economy to. Economists also argue that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. For those that don't know what that means, it means the strength of the economy lies within the country's agricultural sector. With all that information in mind, what I would like to hear from you, Zimbabwe Moshe Njalo, my guests that are going to be joining me, is that, one, could the Zimbabwean agricultural sector be the answer to the unemployment issue that the country is facing? As we all know, as we speak, several different records and outlets have reported that Zimbabwe has an unemployment issue of over 90%, an unemployment rate. Number two, what does the agricultural sector have to offer Zimbabwe's youth? And thirdly, and lastly, what I would like to hear from my guests who are coming through live on air from the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Resettlement is, studies have shown that abantu abasakhulayo are not resonating with the agricultural sector in the country. So I want to hear from them, the ministry itself, what are they doing to resell the ministry to the youth, to resell the sector towards the youth so that they take on agriculture as a career. Seeing as though the current state of the economy is not standing well, I look forward to hearing what my guests have to say. +1202-465-0318 is the WhatsApp number if you're looking to text us. Go to Zimbabwe Moshe as usual. You can join us live. You can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Tukutivu nyo masai say anoti 909 media wave frequency, pa 4930 uyeje pa 6065, ne pa 15460. Zero kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet, Mthakazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle, sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also live streaming on www.voashona.com. And lastly, we're live streaming on our third website, which is www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathandayo ku Facebook, we have three platforms whereby we're all live streaming on all three platforms, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, njalo sikhona ku VOA Ndebele. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching us live on Facebook, you can write your comments, you can write your numbers, we'll be reading you live on air and bringing you into the program. Kodwa, most importantly, if you like what's coming out, lingakhohlwa ukufaka ama like, lama heart, musakangane zvekare ku share chirongwa kuitira kuti tione nohwandu hwedu.
Hey, hola, Davico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Nancy Gomega, DJ Skyver, uti hey imali yexolo. The Bulawayo Arts Awards are coming up, so shout out to DJ Skyver. Don't forget, Zimbabwe Muhle, to vote for the one and only DJ Skyver. At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram, BigMyke3. Nga ufisu kuluma lami ndiripo, asi, for the next hour, tripana pa mapeje luma tatu, pa Facebook, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Utabaluko na yu kutwini, mtuagazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, Manzwa Nyaya Trukuzea Nasim Churongwa Lamsha Gushelo. We're looking to talk to youth members, people who are on the youth desk of the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Sitinta utaba lugu Swelaga lagwe misebenzi elizweni. You know, I've spoken to some people who are part of this ministry, young people who are part of this ministry, and they've spoken about different things, amongst them being the issue of unemployment. We've had one of them on our show a couple of times. He's going to be joining us again tonight. His name is Nicholas Kajengo, who is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Rural Resettlement. So let's go to Nicholas. Let's hear what he has to say about utaba lukone kutwin. Va Kajengo, ndi nomgamchira mchirongo.
Thank you very much.
Ndimika mapinda, ndimika magabata matomu. A lot of people are looking to you for guidance. You are part of the ministry itself. You are the youth coordinator within the ministry itself. One issue that seems to keep bothering the youth of Zimbabwe is the issue of unemployment. How is the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Rural Resettlement looking to alleviate this issue?
Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Zimbabwe. Greetings to you, our listeners. Secondly, issue to do with unemployment is one of the global, is one of the national objectives, is one of the regional, by regional, I'm talking about the Africa Agenda 2063. So, in other words, I'm saying issue to do with livelihoods, issue to do with employment, and unemployment is a global phenomenon. The ministry responsible for land, agriculture, water, climate and rural settlement has got a bigger role to play in terms of ensuring livelihoods for our young people in Zimbabwe, of course, and beyond Zimbabwe. Now, our ministry is playing a key role in terms of mainstreaming, integrating and supporting young people through agriculture. First, I have to highlight how it is within the comprehension of all that agriculture is one of the key, you know, sort of livelihoods for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is an agro-based country, just like many African countries. So now from agriculture, according to the Minister of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare's 2014 Labor Force Survey, it says that 60-70% of the employment in Zimbabwe is from agriculture. And also it's supported by the simple fact that 40% of the export earnings are from agriculture. Mm-hmm. So now, based on that, one cannot argue the simple fact that agriculture remains the key holder in terms of employment creation, in terms of livelihoods, in terms of support for the young people in Zimbabwe.
Regai ndukubati pamurobo vakanjengo. I have my first call on the line. 10 minutes into the program and Renari Rapo Pisa, I'm sure they're looking to ask you a couple of questions. Saka batai pa Renari nditore mtereri. Kola collecting weni? Mlaleli o connecting weni? Ngubani?
Mbo yini Sibanda.
Eh Sibanda, unjani?
Nyapira.
Usungenele kuhlelo mnumzana. Right, udabule khona egudwini lamhla sikhuluma nge-agricultural sector. Sifisa ukuzwa kini, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo nami mnumzana.
Ngumuntu osakhulayo.
Right, into yokuqala nifisa ukuzwa kuwe mnumzana yesi, wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what is your perception towards the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
I-agriculture Zimbabwe ingathi iza kuba phansi. Ngesimo somnotho weZimbabwe ngoba vele izinto eziningi seziphansi, abantu sebebalekela kwamanye amazwe. So yikho kuzoyenza ukuthi agriculture yethu ibe phansi, ingadivelopi.
Ubona ngani uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNicholas Kajengo uthi iZimbabwe is an agro-based economy, which would see, you know, the strength of the economy, isimo somnotho sethu, is within the agricultural sector. Njengoba wena uyasho ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaningi sebegijimela kwamanye amazwe, ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi singathuthukisa ilizwe lethu, ikakhulukazi if we look back at the agricultural sector yethu, wonke umuntu if they start investing in the agricultural sector yethu, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abangelawo umsebenzi.
Ithuba likhona kodwa ngakungakalungisa ngesimo seZimbabwe angeke kufanele ukuthi abantu beqale bebambane besanzi nothi weZimbabwe basakhulayo babe nama-agricultures amaningi abakwazi ukuwayenza kathesi akuda muntu ongavuma ukuhlala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, sikuzukile kahle mnumzana Sibanda, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mabva kunzwa kuna vaSibanda vari uko kuBotswana, vangavachinyatsotsanangura maondo avo pamusoro penyaya yatikurukura nhasi. Ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa, tangai matiudzawo maondo renyu pamusoro peagricultural sector iri kuZimbabwe uko. VaSibanda bvavati aiwa, ivo nemaondo avo sezvo munhu wese vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika, vari kunogara kunani naSouth Africa, vari kudiaspora, vari kuna naBotswana saivo vaSibanda. Anza aiwa, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Agricultural sector it's not in a great position. Regai tinzwawo maondo avakajengo. Vakajengo, muchiripo parinari?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, you heard vaSibanda vachiti aiwa nemaondo avo sezvo vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika. Hanzi, before we start discussing whether or not the agricultural sector can uplift the youth, things need to be fixed. The economical situation in the country needs to be fixed. How do we take it forward from there?
Firstly, I would like to make it very clear that his suggestion or his view that there is an exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, in fact, it can be true. However, it happened before the new dispensation, before the new era. That is before November 2017, when there was the old regime. But now, after the new dispensation led by the President, Comrade Edim Nangagwa, we are now seeing that Zimbabwe is open for business. Young people are now flocking into their country because the policy framework is now conducive for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Also, opportunities are being availed. Legal policy framework are also being amended so as to ensure that young people are not excluded from the national economy. Take, for instance, there is now a financial inclusion strategy put in place by the Republic of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I'm sure you are aware of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Number 20, Act of 2018, Chapter 2, Section 20, that talks about the need to mainstream youth in political, social, and economic spheres of life. Thirdly, the current policy framework in the Ministry of Land, Agriculture, Water, and Road Settlement is also conducive for the young people to take agriculture as a career. Now,
I think technology irikumbotinetsa kunoko vateri rangu vari kuti havasi kukunzwai saka regai titange takudropa and then tokufone right back within 1 second producer anga takufone right back and
thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle uxolo and ndine urombo. Zimbabwe muhle ndirikuona vanhu vari kunyora kuti hanzi no volume from your guest neniwo ndirikutoonawo kuti hazvechokwadi volume haisi kubuda saka we're going to try fix it and address the issue and make sure that everybody can hear Nicholas Kajengo. For those that don't know, Nicholas Kajengo is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Ndiwo anoshanda kapa youth desk. Tamboti tiwa unzo kapa chirongwa nekuti kazhinji abanta vaningi vari kuchema chema vari kuti aiwa kuti Mike tipeiwo kamukana kuti timbotaurawo nevakuru vehurumende saka nhasi ndakuunzirai kuti munyatsowana mukana wekutaura nawo muvabvunze zvese asi tati nhasi timbotarisawo nyaya yeunemployment iri munyika. Right, timbotarisawo pane mapeji edu matatu vanhu vari kuti chiko ukumbulani ncube ukona ekasini letu LVONDPL kuti eZimbabwe asazi kuti kuzolunga then lombuso wako kona hai kutwa umbuso lo uyahlupa nangu umsinduzi wandlovu uti Mr. Hobe unjani anyaphila ndlovini wena unjani nangu tendai mshonganzi Hobe zviri sei sei watching you in Mozambique kuri sei ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa uTerminus Masuku wazi wafake nombolo yake wati nifisa kungena kuhlelo Terminus zakudinga sizise sikungenise kuhlelo nangu mama Nomsa Nekevane uti evening VOA. Mama Nomsa unjani nangu Mike Ndlovu uti evening Mike I hope you are well. Nangu Thuli Masoka nguye wapinda wafaki mlayizo lwakhe wathi no volume from your guest. Let's hope ukuthi umnumzana uKajengo can be heard this time. VaKajengo madzoka pachirongwa zvirufamba.
Thank you very much.
Right, chiendrai mberi ninyaya mam chikurukuru.
Okay, I was saying the previous speaker mentioned that there is exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries. And I said, I partly agree with him that exodus has been in existence, in particular before the new era. That is before November 2017, when the new dispensation was born. Now, the new administration led by Comrade E.G. Mnangagwa is now creating conducive environments favorable for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Legal instruments have been put in place to promote youth mainstreaming and integration in agriculture. Also, it's pleasing to note that we have got a number of young people who have left Europe, who have left Asia, who have left neighboring African countries so that they invest in our agriculture. So, certainly, I do not agree that at the moment, young people are still living in the country. If they are, of course, it's a very low or little margin. But basically, the environment is now favorable for young people to invest in agriculture.
Mm. But to what extent, VaKajengo, like I mentioned earlier on, vakawanda vechidiki, especially when the perception seems, and this is based on studies, not my word, by the way, that are saying kuti vanhu vakawanda vechidiki when they're looking towards the agricultural sector, it's like varikutya, vasikuda kupinda musector for several different reasons, amongst them being the fact that it's hard labor, it's not guaranteed results. Uyezve, varikuti they don't have access to land and capital.
I agree with you. Agriculture is a laborious task, but now we are in the modern world, a world of cutthroat competition, whereby technology and modernization of agriculture is now the taking center stage. We are talking about mechanization that is being promoted by the ministry. We are talking about irrigation. We are talking about ICT. We are talking about, smart agriculture, which is not all that labor intensive. We are also talking about agriculture in terms of its value chain. It's not only about tilling the land. Agriculture is beyond primary production. It goes further to secondary, even to tertiary. We are talking about agricultural processing, value addition. Of course, there is also tertiary, where we are talking about the insurance sector, the service sector in the agricultural arena. So agriculture is beyond tilling the land. After all, even tilling the land itself is now being enhanced by the use of machinery and mechanization, making it attractive, attractive to our young people.
Mhm, rega ndikubate muromo nditore umwe muterere ari kupinda pachirongwa. Kola kola mlalele kone cinweni ari pari nhare ndiani.
Hello?
Yebo, kola ndiani ari pari nhare?
Morris Moyo.
Morris Moyo, unjani Moyo?
Sikona baba njani?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Ngiyabonga ngiyaqalisa namhlanje mfowethu. Hey, lapha kuleli lizwe likamnankagwa sithwele nzima. Indlala isithwalise nzima. Angikwazi ukuthi leli lizwe ngomunye owalelwa ilizwe leli, but ngendlela engithwele nzima ngayo ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba azange sikulwele khona lokho abakwenzayo.
Kodwa baba boyo nanga umuntu ongisakhulayo uNicholas Kajengo uthi abantu abasakhulayo bayalima bayalima, so indlala iphuma phi? Where's the hunger coming from?
Uyazi ngizasuka ngikhulume kubi kuthiwe ngiyirongo ngoba mina ekulweleni kwami lizwelela azange silwele khona lokho, salwela sibile ukuthi umhlabathi kawubuye ebantwini kodwa not ama-individuals. Ngendlela abenza ngayo laba bantu abezana, mina angiboni kule mpilo esilayo. I'm a freedom fighter myself. Kodwa ngendlela abasiphatha ngayo, even khona okungama-tissue kwabo abasinika khona okuyimali kwakhona lokho, angiboni kulo ncedo kithi. Ngiyacela sibike ukuthi anibana lingasiphatha, lingasisebenzela sikhulume lani ngendlela size sithole izimuso okuqinileyo. Benike umfana lo omncane olevision, ngibona ingathi into engcono kakhulu ngoba asilanto esiyitholayo thina.
So ubona ngani uhulumende hayi kumele ashiye umbuso?
Hayi vele asohulumende le. Futhi ngazi ukuthi umgabe wayengcono kulalo. Sithelenzima sibile vele kasazi ukuthi singenzani.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle baba Moyo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi baba.
Okay baba.
Right, zvulukandaba mavha kunzwa kwona vamoyo umwe omuterere hanzi ini ndakarwa hondo hanzi takaenda kuhondo isi hanzi this is not what we went to the liberation struggle for kuti loko kupumayo mphinde ngambuza ngati nangu uNicholas Kajengo hanzi ndiwo kavakajengo varipo parunhare vari kuti haiwa isu vechidiki tiri kurima tiri kurima tiri kurima saka ndavabvunza vangati hanzi aisi tiri kufa nezhara, saka ndikuvabvunza kuti ko zhara iri kubva nekupi sezvo vakajengo vari kuti isu vechidiki tiri kurima. Vaoendera mberi vamoyo vachiti hurumende yava munangagwa aisi kuvafadza zvikurusa. Asi vonani kuti abantu vatini emakasini eto matatu kuVOA Ndebele, nanku abantu vayangena kuhlelo, ngiyamabona amahearts lamalikes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nangu Nkosinathi uthi asinimuzi how kanti kungani bengamuzi umoya. Ngibona ngani kuyahlupha lamhlanje i-technology. Uxolo, so I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami will attest to this. Ekhasini lethu ele-VOA shona hanzi no volume for Moyo, no volume for Moyo. Hayi ngibona ngani nyaya ye-technology nasiri kuti netsa. Abantu nangu Justin uthi live from KZN Cato Ridge Durban, my smoke vari kuti volume inenge yanetsa zvechokwadi. I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami gets ahead of that. Kodwa let's go back to uKajengo, let's hear ukuthi uKajengo yena uthini ngombono kaMoyo. VaKajengo muchiripo pari nhare here?
Yeah.
Right, manzwa maondro vaMoyo vakarwa hondo ava vari kuti hanzi zviri kubuda izvi hanzi isu were dying from hunger, zhara 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 yapinda munyika zvino. Kana imi vechidiki muri kuti muri kurima, you are saying you are farming as abantu vasakulayo and you are producing the good stuff, where is the hunger coming from?
I'm sure that Mr. Moyo is not in Zimbabwe. If he is in Zimbabwe, he witnessed to himself how the young people are selling their maize to our GMP. You know, we have got a program called Command Agriculture. That program included the youth, included all the people. It had no segregation either on political, social, neither age dynamics. So So all people provided they got the capacity to till the land and to make use of the places, they were given equitable access to those inputs. Now, then we are witnessing young people exporting the GMB, not only maize, but if you look to other enterprises or sectors like livestock, you know, it's quite interesting to see that some of the young people have gone further to sell local. Some are even exporting to neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, even Zambia. So now, agriculture, as I said earlier on, that is broader. It's more facetted, it's dimensional. It's not only cropping, but it goes further to even, you know, livestock and other enterprises. So the simple notion that the country is food insecure, honestly speaking, I can say my brother is disconnected with reality.
Like I mentioned earlier on, Pandanchitangachirongwa, a lot of studies have shown, Kuti, as we speak right now as a country, where we are importing more than we are exporting. So when you talk about people exporting, where's the money going? If you're going to say, Kuti, I was a chokwadi, trukurima, and trukwita mari, exporter. Saka mari achi urugenda kupi?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Tim. You know, as a country, I told you that Zimbabwe is an agro-based country. It's not only agriculture that supports our industry. Our industry is beyond agriculture. You know, we have got a manufacturing sector. We have got a health industry. You know, we ought to import some of the raw materials that are used in other industries that are non-agricultural. So now,
as Rakajengo, the country is importing stuff like cooking oil.
I just hear that on social media. There is no official, position regarding the import of cooking oil. I think that one is an exaggerated statement by the people through the so-called social media like Facebook and WhatsApp. To be frank with you, why did they import, or why do we import the country cooking oil whilst it's plenty in our shops? If you go to any shop in Zimbabwe, either rural areas, peri-urban areas, the urban areas, every shop, every, you know, sector that is into retailing or wholesaling has got a enough or surplus of cooking oil. So the notion that we are importing cooking oil, honestly speaking, I think it's a statement which we can call it a witch watch sentimentalism.
Alright, rega ndikubatei pamuromo ndibve ndatora muteereri nyezo kuti ndinomulalela cimweni kola muteereri ari parunare ndiani?
Masuku
baba masuku njani?
Ndiani?
Ngiphilile usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Yebo, kulungile.
Na ngumnumzana wami. Qhubekela phambili baba.
Into esukwena lo baba okhuluma yona uvala uNyamuza sibili. Ngizama ukujustify into ezinyanzelisiwe. Ngoba nxa sikhuluma nge-agrobusiness eZimbabwe, we're talking ukuthi umuntu angasebenza ulonto ayitholayo. Ngoba ungakhangela kahle singizawunika umzekeliso ukuthi kulabafana abaningi nabantombazane abangene ukulima itobacco. But unfortunately, what did they get over the period? Ngoba emveni sebelima itobacco yabo, the government got inside, bathatha amayouth babanika amabhondi. Manje kusasa uzalima kanjani lo muntu? Yalo nje ukulima business elifuna abantu bencediswa nguhulumende, hhayi ukuthi umuntu uyamnika lo ngikwazi umnika inkakala kade ensini engelamali yalima etholani. Okwamanje kadesi akula muntu olemali. There's nothing like electricity. There's nothing like izibi lokuthi kube ne-irrigation system. And the more so, ama-dams they are dry up, water is running down to the sea. Agula in some months. So in all aspects there is nothing that is going to come out of this famine. It might be centuries and centuries of years. But to be very honest, I will not echo mine.
So how do we revive it, Baba Maso?
I think Ulutololu and Sebastian. So, we're going to Ngoba kind of kuthe kuthe we've been having these people in power and abanye babe kuze ezindaweni bezibiza ukuthi bona they are good or ngama ambassadors of anything. But as you are, if you look at it, akulanda ephumayo. Ngoba ilizwe leli has been a great basket of Southern Africa. But the case is just a basket in Elalulu. So they should find with ama policies abo akawasebenzi. Everything that comes out of this issue is about policies and policies. Now that people are going to have money, we are the Maganjani, we don't mind. A man that I paid a test on a kind of since he took land 2000 up to now. I was going to have to go to the 20 years.
Baba Masu, what's the good thing? Gige nga kulma lo kachengwe, nu kachengwe na has been on the program before, and he was talking about ama banga kona, like for example, in power bank kona for abantu abasakhulayo. But in power bank kona, and bona, even in the power bank itself, uta ikoni division, lapo baka ngelukutukisa abasakhulayo who are looking to go into agribusiness. Do you not think that's where the funding can come in from?
No, those are simple speculations, my friend. We had those things in the event. The new Mugabe, Tombandwano, which you all went away with a whole lot of money. Those things are politically biased. So you can be at it in Awusa or Nugu. Those people, there are people who go there and given that money, and that money is used to buy Ama. You see Nguma social media, Ama Lamborghini. That's where those monies are coming from. So when people are speculating all these things, Kumama Pepe Nukani Hani. I don't know what to do. Namuthi athola 1,000 pounds. Because that pound is useless. Is he going to take into the business next day?
Hayi sikuzwile baba Masuku. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. Wathi ngizwe ukuthi yena ukhajenga othini ngodaba about everything you said, I guess. Right. Hayi Zimbabwe muhle. Hayi udaba lukhona ukukhala ngani luyachisa. Vakajengo muri popa rinare.
Yes, I'm here.
Andize hangu kuti munonzi waNdebele. Munonzi waNdebele.
Partly.
Right. Ma Eva Masuka wapindo akabata nyaya dzakawanda but chanyatso ndi that I think stood out of everything was the issue yokuti hanzi varimi when they go and they harvest their crop, be it maize, be it tobacco, etc. When it's time to sell it, they're receiving their money, their funds in RTGS dollars. Asi iyo RTGS dollar yacho hanzi ainaka na value munomuka makuseni yakunzi 9 1:9 ne user. Mangwana yakunzi 1:10. The next day yakunzi 1:11. Zino, how do we move forward? Because as umuntu ongisakhulayo wechidiki, these are the things that deflect them from going into agribusiness.
Okay. I think, let me make justice on that. First, I was watching the TV tonight where the cabinet or government of Zimbabwe today announced that maize is going to be bought from farmers and payment shall be done through U.S. That's the first point. Second point is that our market is not monopolized, it's liberalized. Farmers have got a choice. Remember, Zimbabwe endorsed or adopted what we call a multi-currency system. The farmers have got the choice, one, to sell in local current RTGS or bond or even EcoCash. Second, they've got another choice to sell in foreign currency because it's a government policy position that we are in a multi-currency system or economy. So now, if farmers are into, say, small livestock or even other livestock like cattle, they are free to sell even in U.S. They are not, you know, they are not prohibited to sell in forex. They are fully allowed to sell their products in forex. So we can't always accuse the state or the government of imposing RTGS to the farmers. I think that concept or notion has to be marginalized out of existence because this law has been given to the farmers to choose or to select the best, you know, the best option for them either to sell in RTGS, eco cash, bonds, or even foreign currency, including even rand. It's usable in Zimbabwe.
Hurumende inogara ichiti havana ma US ekupa vanhu, hanzi ma government workers atibhadhare ne US dollar isu, nekuti hanzi ati print ma US dollar imari yeku America. So how do they go about paying people in US dollars? Indikashuka ndikationa ndikutengesa fodya, I'm selling tobacco and I want US dollars. How do I then go about getting US dollars when the government is saying that there is no money in the country, there is no US dollars?
Okay, let me put more strength or focus on some crops like horticultural crops. Government is promoting exports. I'm sure you are aware of the export incentive put in place by the RBZ, some few years that has gone by, the 5% export incentive. Meaning to say, there is ease of doing business, which is being promoted by government. You know, there is now what we call one-stop shop. It's meant to promote exports in particular. So now, farmers are also free to export their produce. Zimbabwe is open for business. They are free to sell in any country. And the conditions are favorable for the exporters or the farmers. As I mentioned, that 40% of our earnings are through exports. So now, if the farmers export their products, obviously, they'll get the yields they are aiming for. Or even other foreign currency like euro or even rand.
Alright, regarding kubate pamuromo waka jengo nitore mtereri. Angezo kusingilo mlalele kwenye. Kola mlalele kwenye. Aripa rinari ndiani.
Niki masera si.
Tripo, shuruku fambere mkomo.
Andri bo, ndi mkoma donut.
Mambo, shuruku fambere.
bo, jesu, kuri seiko bo.
Mushe, kana mshufara, shuruku farao.
I want to farm koma.
Murugunzo waka jengo wa kutawara nyairi po nasi mchurongwa chukutawara neze unemployment uye zeti chukukura ne vamiri veku Ministry of Lands and Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Warukutuwa ne chibi mbiso chukuti waruda uka zirisa nyayazi ruminyika, especially pacho tarisa nyayazi unemployment. Imungati inazwezo.
Kungotawara wa wani wazi zama wa kungotawara wa kungofadza wa wani wani kubashoma wa wani kuna kufadza wa
hazi space ni ipo vama mbo mafo wani wechidiki amupu mena zwerezos
apana chatia kuma mkuma daewa kukumusha wakotishido apana chatia mboda kuwa kana kwa wakua na wakana chingwe chatia mbondo apana mtu zao zuzi mapromisa wa utoma ziwa
zino
kuna ngotawara apana kana chino kuda mkuma zino wani mkatakati urumende chine kone sabasaka. Kuna mungo zamba kwenye kwezi nao wae kukunyura makuwa ya wano hapana chataka wona zuru wata mungo bata usula kumbandida warungu wakati ziwa mafraza hapana chataka wona wanda mungo bata kwezi kwezi hapana kana chiku wancha wanu pata kuimplementa unza maa jiasa zina kana hile sumbrambe ya chita kana chataka wona mbomba nisi pao mendi ya katanga kare kukunde yanga chini zino bereka sibereko panose tutipi hakuna kana mwana hali shiri kumbonza chata mbura msibaku. Hapana chino budapa, mko taurao.
Zino vanyo vama mboma, mko madoni, kana maguta hapa, atichadi negunzwa nezwazo. Tue nirambeli sayi, nukutu ndiwa kwa waripa zugaro, ndiwa wacho, warukutu uza uchofa mbasi.
Ayo, hako wapupa zugaro, akurangu, ya chinga, waripa hao, siyasi, wanungu wabaka, simi hizi, waruku representa, pachawa, hapana waruku representa, pa zugaro zao isu. Waruku zi representa, ni muri zao. Yote, zokuta kunyepe, kwa kana kuyamu, na jia jita ura, zinande baza leko. Hapana chatinga ziya.
Mune mfunza ero wa mamchina ukanda kuna kajengu?
Mfunza wangu wakati wa angu kwa ngoji. Vano zo sikwanza sehi. Waka kwenye wakumashire kwe sehu. Zozo mbuda sehi.
Ayo warigaiti nzo wano tina zo. Tino tena
zo kuna mpina mbuna. Chino wapacha wambu wapa kari siro kana wimbo yo kuchi. Zino mbuda yeko zino shi. Kaka kuko wana kwe sehu mashire yo.
Regaiti nzo
kwa mbuko na zo.
Ayo wa.
Mbu wapa kari siro cho chi.
Ayo warigaiti nzo wano tina zo andeti.
Alright,
Mr. Kakjengo, a question directly straight at you. Hanzi, all these years, Makakoni was Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa. Manzwa moyo wa Hanzi, yango breadbasket nje. Apana na chunchiribo, manzwa wa mambo, Hanzi, Makakoni wa all these years. Msiano ripochi.
I don't agree with him. Because as I mentioned earlier on that our country is food secure, of course. The nation experienced some disasters beyond anybody's control. We are talking about
perennial drought that has been happening in Zimbabwe. Look, from 1992, we have been experiencing droughts. Secondly, recently we experienced another, you know, a disaster, cyclone Idai. Thirdly, you know, the nation has also been experiencing sanctions. They affected our international trade. So now, these are some of the hiccups or hindrances that have been, you know, a stone in the dam that has been a cause of concern in terms of agricultural development in the country. However, because of other measures or strategies put in place by government, such as command agriculture and also enhancement of food, of skills development, at the moment, as I'm talking to you, the government of Zimbabwe established 8 colleges of agriculture and more than 40 vocational training centers. And there was a number of polytechnics that are training our young people in food science, in agriculture, in horticulture, the agricultural value chains in their, you know, multi facets. They are being trained. Our young people are being embedded and embedded with these skills, meaning to say these are some of the steps that have been taken by the government in the right direction so as to ensure livelihoods and sustainable development for our own people, of course, in line with the Vision 2030 and the SDG.
Mhm. I want to get into that pamromo. I hear my second guest, Okonehlelweni, umnumzana ukhula kwase Montsanka, inhlanganiso ye Agropulse. Yena uMontsanka Jalo is what they refer to as Zimbabwe as a champion farmer. Kusho ukuthi hayi, bawona ukuthi Chiba best is amongst the top crop, the top best, bestest of the farmers in Lizweni. Asizweni ukuthi yena uMontsanka uthini ngodaba lokho nekodwini. Montsanka, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bunaza.
Niyabonga baba Mike, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile, wena unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba.
Nantu udabule khona egudwini enengi labantu abalaleli bayangana kuhlelo bathi hayi izinto azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Sike saba lo mnumzana uMoyo yena wangena wathi hayi we are dying of hunger ngempela. Ngaze ngabuza uMoyo ngathi how? Kodwa yena ukhanje ngo uthi abantu abasakhulayo, you guys are all producing ama crops ngempela, you are exporting it in the masses. So how are people dying of hunger elizweni when there's so many young people who are producing things in masses?
Ngiyabonga baba. Abantu nxa besithi bafa ngendlala kumele sibili bekhulume ukuthi indlala le ebabulalayo indlala yipi yakhona. Mina as far as I'm concerned, umuntu sibili ofuna ukusebenza sibili lapha eZimbabwe, indlala ayimbulali. Kulenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezenzakalayo ezokuthi zincedise abatsha nokuthi ukuthi bedle kuphela but ukuthi bekwanise ukubisela iZimbabwe lapho eyayikhona ukuba yi-bread basket e-Africa. Inhlelo zona lezo abatsha bonke bengabambanisa amakhanda bekwanise ukufaka ama-resources abo nolwazi lwabo abalitholayo kuma-colleges abayakiyo lawa. Lethemba lokubana siyaphumelela njengelizwe and indlala le abayikhulumayo lethemba eyokuthi abaseze beyikhulume kanjalo. Ukhulume kakuhle sibili ukuthi ngi-under inhlanganiso ye-Agropulse lapha engiba khona ngu-secretary for projects. Sibe sihamba elizweni kuma-provinces achiyeneyo sithi kwabatsha i-emphasis kwabatsha sithi kwabatsha dinganini umhlabathi ungaze uphiwe umhlabathi ngubabakho, ngumalumakho, ubususitshela ukuthi hatshi mina sengithole i-3 hectares, lo ethi hatshi mina sengithole i-5 hectares. Sesibona ukuthi ongakulima khonapho lilonke yikuyini, lingalima laphana sesibambanisa, sesiprocessa khonapho khonokho elokulimileyo njengabatsha. So that we can then live indawo elikhona, sesiprocessile sokuyi and a product. But manje abatsha aba they are not coming forth ababuyi.
Abakwenzani? Why are they not coming forth? Po ukuthi what happened?
Angizwanga baba.
Ngithi why are they not coming forth? For what reason?
Ama reason abo yiwona labo ukuthi abanye bayesaba. Bayesaba ukuthi hatshi into lezi kumbe esingathi ikucabange ukuthi hayi amadoda akuzobe kuphumele lokho hayi akula ntshenje okunye abanye bethi hayi lokho it's too good to be true ukuthi besinike ama input konke kathesi nje ngikhuluma emini sesilomhlangano le command agriculture omkhulu wabuthi no as command agriculture we are saying young people thina we are not in the business of giving abantu ilandi but sikunxa ukuthi bayiswela ilandi kugovernment abahambe ebazalini babo bethiwe ilandi sebebuya we give them input when we give them input sebehlanyela ngoba bonke abantu abathatha ama input ngabantu abadala you know those people of politics but abanye laba basebela kajana ama reason abayokwesaba abawazi ukuthi ama reason wathi kumpinwe yivuvila sasa.
So could I question, tell me something. Abantu abasakhulayo, the issue of access to capital and land is one issue that seems to prevent a lot of young people from getting into agro business. As an organization, what are you guys doing towards helping them?
As an organization, okwakhathesi, we are in negotiations. I mean, abantu bekwazi ukuthi ukuthi inhlanganiso yama agropoles was launched this year ngohulumende. Njalo nje, we are in a process of negotiating with ama donors ukuthi bebuye or financiers ukuthi bebuye besincedise ukuthi sikwanise ukufinancer not only young people but so many farmers around the country. So in the next few months, 1 or 2 months, sebesesile sikhwama esimelele ama agropoles ukuthi siyakwazi ukuncedisa abatsha. But sithi abatsha laba abancediswa sincedisa people already with land kumbe abasebefilele i-affidavit ukuthi no nginike indawo yokuthi elime yibo abantu esibakhangelayo. Njalo nje we are also working with the Ministry of Agriculture through i-youth desk elidwa ngubaba okanjengo lo okhulumayo where we are also identifying ama young people around the country abale potential to become ama champion farmers njengathi thina. Then labo senzeni sisebenze labo not only with giving e-finance but also giving e-technical advice and also creating a market for those young people as well. So ukhuluma nje kathesi abanye bacabanga ukuthi sikhuluma ama crops kuphela ukuthi zingene into eziyabo fishing kathesi we are working with i-program edinga khonale ulindiso uya mbuthile ukuthi kuli bantu bakulindiswe mujathane monse njomajathana mujathe baswe kuli Zambezi and then we process that fish the matimba which they catch from Zambezi. That's part of farming, that's part of an agro-pay. Creating an
agro. Right. Kuda wethu ngikubambe kancane ecingweni ngithatha umlaleli wami okhona ecingweni angithi.
Siyabonga.
Right, the guy nibuthola umthele rari kuphinda mjirongwa paro nare ndikuzwa ndina va Atkin Rungana. Va mkoma zviri kufamba.
Zviri kufamba mkoma mai maya sibe.
Mushe mushe ndimi kama apinda mjirongwa mamchiti tinoita zvefarm izvo tinozvizeya.
Hayo ndatenda nekundiso muchirongo amkoma Mike vandatenda nekundipo mukana wekuteurona nakajengwa
right vakajengwa varipo parunhare vari kuteerera tina zvekare kuda kwasha munzanga wemusangano weagropoles totanga ndoda kutanga nekunzwawo maondo enyu nezvesekta yedu yeagriculture imi murumuwo wechidiki makambondudzawo kuti munoita zvefarming tudzewo maondo enyu.
Ya ini moni rangu mukati ne agricultural sector ndikona nge zvinhu zvakaoma mukoma maigove hapana makwanisiro atingamboite sechidiki kuti tikwanise kurima mukati ne agriculture yemuzimbabwe zvakaoma zvisingaiti nekuti ndimboifai for example mainput ndakambotenga mainput this month ichangotanga like fertilizer for the meantime ipa 260 bond note. Can you imagine with the farmer, young farmer kind of living in order, farmer watch your need 2 years at Jim Angus quantity she can say better to draw up. So by Papu Tunak my chemicals, my jury arbiter, Koma Mike, Zimbabwe, Nagwe in the Canadian Zili agricultural based, where is agriculture is the draw from my input. We cannot go anyway. So you have now if you will take care of the Chiquanziburi, Makwachu, and a few even today in the thing of you, $80 per liter. Can you imagine?
Saka
zvino young farmers
zvino vanhu vanga vachiti imi tikakurudzirai vechidiki kuti muve mafarmers munobva maelevator nyaya yeunemployment munyika zvino kana muri kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuramba zvinhu zviri kudhura tichakwanisa nekurima nekurima kwacho unemployment yacho tozoidi totanga papi
right ndofungidzira ndinoona kuti government kana kurinzi inokwanisa sezvo inogara ichitaura dai kurinzi inozozviita hayo taigona kutienda chaizvo kuti ikwanise kupa mainput wayo ari kudhura kumarket then ngaichitipa mainput isusu semayoung farmers tobva tamashandisa nenzira kwayo ithink izvo zvinoita kuti hurumende yedu ive inosimudzirika especially vakakwanisa kupinda panhau yecontract farming kuti vopa mainput kumafarmers and then by that way tokwanisa kuproduce something
mm-hmm. Rega mune mvunzo wa mamuchida kukandira vakajengwe here kana kuda kwati
ndine mvunzo wandoda kuvakandira
kandai vari kubvunzwa ivaripo parunhara
vakajengwo ndinokumbira kubvunza kuti ko zvatiri mayoung farmers pane vanhu vakabva kufanini vakawanda stered why musingakwanisiwo kuvapowo malands vanhu ivavo you have to give those people land so that they can produce something to the nation otherwise mukasawapa land vanhu ivavo zvinoramba zvichidhakwa inini aiwanda kuti pandopinda mapurize meso ndovanzoona vanhu nelands they are uneducated but yet magraduates they are there vana land toya kuti even vanhu vachona vari kupiwa land some they are maovs some vakangosiyana siyana those people you should look at them nobobvunza kuti have you ever looked at the graduates who are there kuti muvapo mukana wekuti vaproduce what is this land
vakajengo muripo parinari rapo Mr. Kajengo
umatreat varingopfuura hawo ongonzi land iyo munhu ada munda anoita inonzi muchirungu application anoapplya through madistrict land office yedu through maprovincial land office yedu kana achinge aita apply anoiswa pawaiting list kana vanhu vachinge vaallocatewa at the moment hurumende ine urongwa huri kutofamba pari zvino weaudit saka audit yeyo tizotaura nemutungamiri wedu venyika kuti vari kutarisa vari mapurazi akakurisa vari mapurazi akawanda zvoita kuti vechidiki nevamwe vasinawo pavo pekurima vavanewo tokubata rega kuora mwoyo shamwari don't lose hope usatange kushoropodza kana kuti kuzvidza chinhu usati wapinda machiri haufaniri kuyera nyoka negawe iye iripo iwe applya kana waapplya after time yatoisati isisu yaunenge waudza kuti svika nguva dzakati kana isina kuita ozviva nechichemo nechinhu chokutanga kechipiri panyaya yanga uri kutaura yemainput kuti ari kudhura tine mainput ari pakasiyana kune mainput etobhako kana kuti efodya kune mainput edonje kune mainput echibage zvese zviri kuita necontract farming government ine yainoti subsidized like command agriculture mapurizes ecommand anenge akachipa nekuti hurumende inobvisa chimwe chikamu toenda tobhako research board trb ine urongwa hwayo hwekupa varimi vechidiki mainputs yetobhako kunyange trmb zvakare ine same program hurumendewo zvakare ine urongwa hwekubatsira vanhu chirongwa chagara chichiitwa kuzvirimwa zvinoita semasmall grain kana kuti donje zvovazvaonesa vulnerable paprogramu inoitwa nemutungamiri wenyika inopiwa vanhu pachena vanonzi mavulnerable vulnerable kureva vanhu vakaremerwa neupenyu hwavo vangava vanhu vakwegura vangava vanhu vakaremara kunyange vechidiki vasina pekutangira muri mukategori yemavulnerable humwe mutungamiri wenyika president put scheme iripo yakamirira imi so mukachema muri kunze musingapinde mukati muchangoramba muchichema pindai mukati fabe mufambe wekune vamwe mausiedu aripo mausi agritex aripo lpd iripo mausi yamujitikati da nemamwe mausi ehurumende aripo pakukubatsirai zvirongwa zviriko zvinoyambutsa vanhu
atinhu uchiripo parinari here atinhu uchiripo here
ndiripo parinhare mukoma hove
are you happy neresponse yavakajengo
aiwa ndafara chose neresponse yavo asi ndine mubvunzo futi mumwe kana vachiri kukwanisa da kundipindura
wekupedzisira
mubvunzo wangu wekupedzisira ndewekuti Reva kwa njita kujinga zisa manji pana uye market nisi tanzi kuti maimbuza kwa nisa ku access weka right kupana uye market manji nga zikiwa kakuti akashinga ira kutariri njitika akua maimbuza mnenge zisinga buda azo bati akapiwa nga market nga ichiro ka reliable kata nga ichiro attractive zafani uji tobago this year nakarima tobago za kanyanya but nukona market ya chona ikuta kwa zungu next year I think hope ya ajo kutungi zokere futi mwenda next year ino kuna kuwengi lo kwa ndiri asitemu na kasi zira ajo buri mando kuna kuzokera chekai nga nga waki try kuti market iwo attractive so that you kana even market ya chie chibagi za cha oru chaura nga iwe attractive chekari boy 750 something per ton it's not enough kuti mwenda akwansi I think that's my last question.
Mhm. Vaka Jengo. One more time. Let's try this again.
Question. That is ma sector AC kana uri murini ukaitawo serie kana kuti zvirimwa zvinotipasadza woitawo ma horticultural produce woitawo zvipfuyo uye market iri pavi chekutanga tinogona kuita market yedu lokali muno muZimbabwe. Chekipiri tinogona kuita market kunze kuri kuti ma export zvakare tinokurudzirawo varimi kuti tinoti value addition kana kuti izvo kuwandudza zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge varima zvinoita kuti market ikurewo nokuti iso muenzaniso bhagidhi rechibage kana richiita $20 asi tikagadzira hupfu tinoona kuti 10 kg inenge yakaita kana kuti $25 or $30 value addition iyoyo ino yakanakira murimi anokwanisa kuwanawo mari yakanaka mari refu naizvozvo value addition noku exporter zvinoita kuti tiimprove chouviri chinobatwa nemurimi.
Right, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vakajengo. I'm sure Atkin nayo anzwa your response. Regai tidzokere kuna kuda kwasho tinzoti vangati kuda kwasho sakonecinwena. Right, you heard Atkin come in and he touched on several different things. Now, one thing he highlighted, and it's interesting that he said that because I've also heard people who are professors who have studied Zimbabwe when we're talking about the farming industry, where they were saying, Kuti, a lot of people who are getting, who are receiving land, a majority of them are not young people who are coming from these graduate schools. A lot of them are people who just, like Atkin said, and please don't quote me on this, uneducated on how to handle the land. How do you then move forward from something like this to ensure that all these young people who are going through school, who are actually going to come out with a degree saying, I know how to handle this land, get access to the land so that we can move forward, uplifting the youth and, of course, uplifting the Zimbabwean economy?
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Kanjego answered him very well. What these young people are lacking is the temerity to approach the relevant offices. These people who are clueless, yes, they are very right. I agree with them. You have a love. But it lends it to avant abanga funiyo uwe sevenza or abanga kwanisiyo uwe sevenza. Abafunipo ngutata maybe for speculative purposes. While if labana abafundeleyo uwe sevenza are not getting that particular land. But the problem is because ukhulumende cannot come and knock at everybody's door. Ethi, hey, usufundile, uzothatha umhlabathi. Ngoba abanye bafundile, but they want just to educate others. Abanye bafundile, they want to be agronomists. Abakhona ukuyelipha. So those young people should then be able to approach relevant agritech offices, akhulume ngobaba uKajengo, and then apply for land. When they are pure in land, those are the people who are mainly the teachers with the image. But when I want to know about when after completing, they want to look for jobs because their courses have just taught them what to do in seven. How about this? What to do in land? How to apply for in land? So I would wish what to curriculum have to address that deficiency. So what to know, don't go and look for attachments, etc. land. But some validating umshabat, this is what you have to do. Go and apply this way. Or form ama groups in ama colleges in on allow. And then you go and apply collectively as a group to say, we have completed. Give us a certain piece of land so that we can demonstrate capacity. So I try to demonstrate capacity. Then it is as individual by individual. I think it's when the journalist just said to me.
Right.
And then the other point I read.
Kuda is cut, is cut. Especially when Mango is Mnumzan. Unfortunately, go to any good thing as a Kubuka family go to Avalolu, a good Shelolone, Laba Sakulayo, that we have every Sunday, exacting us so that Sungan is a good radio. Zurandava is cutting, Guadia, Ganana is cutting, Yomango, Induayape, Rasakoma Kumetronga, Nasati, Yasu Zangae, unemployment to Kukranakuru, Vebazi, Runona Nezegurima. They were people who are from the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Resettlement. It's got some sense, Pelile. I know when I get in Faro. Zimbabwe Mushe. Bye bye.